For grades 1 to 6, I went to a very small elementary school, Landeck Elementary School. And probably there were about an average of about 12 kids in the whole grade all throughout those 6 years of elementary school. And it was a time of great joy and comfort and security. The school actually was only a tenth of a mile down the road from where my parents lived. And also the church was like is catty corner across the street, so also a short distance away. But then when I was about to change schools and going into seventh grade, I went to St. John's in Delphus. And I was getting pretty nervous and anxious because, yes, this was a whole new experience with a lot of people that I didn't know, even though there were some of the boys I knew because of playing basketball and playing baseball with them over the summer, but still there was this big change coming. And so my peace was disturbed, and I was worried about going to school and feeling alone. And this peace was dependent upon my circumstances. And in the gospel today, of course, the apostles, Jesus' disciples, might have felt that their peace was about to be disturbed because Jesus continued to talk about the time when he would be going away to his death. Jesus continues, as he did over the last several weekends, his farewell discourse, which his last words are his farewell speech, in a sense, to his apostles. So they had been with Jesus for 3 years and known him so intimately and experienced so many amazing things with him. And now he was going away, and they probably again felt that they would be very alone. And Jesus says something in the gospel. He says, if you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. He was going away, but he said, yes, you should rejoice. Even though they probably had lots of doubts and questions and uncertainty, Jesus told them that he would be with them in an even more powerful way. As he said at the beginning of the passage, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Jesus promised them and promises us, as long as we live in his love, remain faithful in living out his love, living in his word, that abiding presence of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit will be with us. And then he also reminded them, too, that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father would send in his name, would remind them and teach them of all that he told them. So even though Jesus was going away, he would be with them in an even more intimate way all throughout their lives, all throughout the mission that they were called to spread the good news throughout all the earth. So even though they probably thought, gosh, how can we live up to this mission? Jesus assured them that they should not let their hearts be troubled or afraid, and that he was giving them a peace that the world did not know, because he would be with them no matter what circumstances, no matter what persecutions, no matter all the way, of course, to their martyrdom, they could be at peace because they had known that Jesus had won the victory for them, and he would always be with them, and they would never be alone. In our lives, I think at times, our peace too often depends upon the circumstances of our lives. I know for myself, too often it does. If things aren't going my way, I don't have the peace that I should have in my life. But what Jesus wants to remind us that is that, yes, he is always with us, no matter what. That he has won the victory over sin and death. That no matter how bad things seem to be in our lives, no matter what sufferings we endure, we can take heart because he has overcome and conquered the world. His victory over sin and death means we can share in this victory if we only remember that he is with us and that we are never alone. Because this peace that Jesus offers us is a peace that's more than something that's just a temporary feeling of contentment or dependent upon our circumstances. It's a peace that's rooted in the truth and power of God's love for us, that unconditional love for each and every one of us. Again, that no matter what happens, no matter where we've been, no matter where we are, no matter where we're going, God's love and mercy remains for us. That no matter perhaps what a sin that we've committed or something that we've failed to do, he continually calls us back to offer us His mercy, his forgiveness, and his peace. Part of the issue, I think, when I went away to seventh grade, part of my anxiety was that I was closed in on myself and I was worried and I didn't open myself up to others. So it took me a while to really feel at home in my new school and with my new classmates. And that can be part of the reason, at least, why we don't feel at peace when the circumstances of our life aren't as perfect as we want them to be, because perhaps we are not giving the Holy Spirit a chance to work in our lives. We're not giving God a chance to speak to us. We're not always taking that quiet time that we need to have with the Lord in prayer. Because prayer, of course, is much more than just about asking God for things or telling him to bless us or bless those that we love, but it's about spending time with him. It's about allowing him to love us. It's about allowing him to implant that peace into our hearts. And a beautiful prayer that we can pray to remember that God is with us and to ask for his guidance all throughout the day, again and again and again, is simply, "Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit." We are never alone, and his presence, of course, dwells within us. And also, if we take that time to really let the Word of God sink into our hearts as we come here to Mass, and also in digging into the Word during the week as well, Jesus will continue to allow that peace to flourish in our hearts, no matter what happens in the daily circumstances of our lives. And as we come here every Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate that great victory of Christ. We celebrate Christ who has died, but also who has risen for us, who has sent us the Holy Spirit so that we would never be alone. And not too long, of course, we will offer each other the sign of peace. Again, that sign of peace, which is much deeper than what the world gives, because it's a peace that Jesus gives because of the great victory he has won for us. And through this great victory, of course, we receive and we experience that one sacrifice of Christ, where Jesus gives us himself so that we can experience his peace no matter what and share his peace with one another.